And then you, you know, I can't call what it is, you mix it all up, you know, and then you cut your biscuit out of it. But now if you make baking powder biscuits, you use sweet milk and baking powder. Don't use any soda. And they used to have Saddleton and all those kind of fancy breads too that went in with the bread category.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned cornbread. What are some of the different kind of cornbread that you had?
Well, you could have Johnny cake and you could have hoe cakes and now cornbread you usually make and use buttermilk or sweet milk or something in it. But if you make hoe cake, you just use boiling hot water and salt and cornmeal and preferably water ground. You know, at the mills, that was called the best cornmeal to get. And you just cook that in a iron skillet without having milk and stuff in it. But it's good with vegetables.
And do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about, say, making before the fire on a large board or anything like that?
No, but I've heard cooking. That's why they had those spiders. They used to sit them in the fireplace, you know, the little stands, those wrought iron ones, you know, and they just put it in there and let it cook that way.
And what about, did you ever hear them talk about any kind of cornbread that they cooked in ashes or anything?
I think they used to make cakes and put them in the ashes some way. I don't know that I want to eat those, so you have to shake the ashes off and all.
I guess so.
I don't think they wrapped them in anything that I ever heard of.
What about any kind that's maybe about an inch thick and very large and round? Was that the hoe? Is that what you mean?
That's a hoe cake. It's a one cake, and you just break it off. You don't cut it. It's too hard. It's kind of crusty, you know.
What exactly was a Johnny cake?
That's the one that's made with the water and all. You know, it's just a soda.
And did you ever have anything that maybe you was small and kind of like this, and you had maybe some onion or green pepper in it, and you cooked them in deep fat and ate them with fish? Did you?
Ate it with what?
Fish.
Fish? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's hush puppies.
And did you have maybe some greens cooked in there with it? With the cornbread boiled in there? Did you ever have any kind of cornbread like that?
Cut what in it?
With greens in it? Or cooked with greens?
No, I wouldn't cook the greens in the cornbread. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the term of
green onions? I've seen those cooked in.
Did y'all ever use the term corn dodger?
Yeah.
What exactly was that?
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I imagine it's a sort of hard piece of cornbread or something that they use. Corn dodgers, I've heard of them, but sounds like it'd be hard.
And, let's see. What about, you mentioned biscuits, any other kind of bread that you might make for breakfast?
Well, you could have biscuit. They made rolls a lot of times, but you can't make them now unless you have yeast, so I don't know where they had it back there. You used to have to make their own when they made them. But
did you ever make any kind of bread that you could pour syrup over maybe?
Pancakes, and waffles. Now, all those were big southern dishes, biscuit and waffles and hot cakes. And they didn't go in for light bread like they do in the north, as we called it. And of course, some people made homemade bread, and they used to make beaten biscuit. And my grandmother had a beaten biscuit machine thing. It was out of metal. And they put the dough in there and you beat it so much, you know. And they used to serve it to sick people so much, and they make little dainty little beaten biscuit like that and punch holes around it and make designs. And different people had those, and their cooks a lot of trouble, but they're right good, and they were considered a delicacy. People used to get those things all the time, but I never thought they were. They were real slick on top. I never thought they were all that much for all they went through with. But I don't know what the thing was, but this machine did the pounding or whatever, the beating of it and everything.
My grandmother said that she used to make 50 biscuits every morning.
Make what?
50 biscuits a morning.
50 biscuits, think of that. Well, they bought flour in the old days. My grandmother used to buy it in a barrel at a time. Lord knows, a barrel of flour would last. I never would get through a barrel of flour.
Did you ever make the round things with the holes in them?
Donuts? Mm-hmm. Not much.
No, we trust much.
But that's another thing the Yankees made more than we did, but we're getting on to make all kinds of things now. But
If you go to the store and get flour, you buy two what of flour? Two
pounds.
Mm-hmm. And what else?